What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Just Is About Things podcast. Season 3 is officially here, and I am so excited to be back. A ton of my friends and my followers have been reaching out to me and messaging me saying, hey, when's the podcast coming back? Well, since the school year is over and summer is in full swing, I am excited to bring back the podcast for season 3. I can't believe I'm on season 3. I just took a 2-month hiatus to kind of focus on the end of the school year and finishing up strong. So you guys know that I just finished up my freshman year, and I finished with all A's, so I'm really, really excited about that, and I am happy to see that all my hard work paid off, and I'm looking forward to summer. I've been home for about a week and a half, 2 weeks now, and, you know, I'm looking forward to this summer and starting up the podcast again. This episode overall will be dedicated to a life update because I have been gone for 2 months now, so I feel like it is time to give you guys a life update of what's going on in my life, recapping kind of my freshman year a little bit, as well as giving you guys an insight as to what's to come this summer and into my sophomore year of college, which I can't believe I'm saying that. That's so crazy. So, overall, since I last did my season 2 finale, which you guys should go check out, I posted it on March 20th, so thank you to everyone who has listened. The episode surprisingly has a lot of listens, so go check out that episode if you haven't already. But not a ton has happened in the last 2 months, but there is a lot coming up, for you, like, for, in terms of podcast creation. You know, in season 2, kind of blew season 1, I feel like, out of the water, because in season 2, I feel like I had so many cool experiences to share, as well as I brought on, like, so many cool guests, which kind of made season 2 what it was. So I'm hoping to carry that aspect to season 3 and make season 3 better than the previous two. I think it just kind of goes to show, like, you want to be better than you were yesterday. That type of, you know, saying is something that I kind of want to apply to season 3 of the podcast. So very much looking forward to what season 3 has to bring, and I also have a ton of ideas for episodes I want to do based on things that have happened to me, such as more podcast college content, or just college content in general. And as I experience things in my life, I always like to share that with you guys, because a big part of my podcast is sharing my life experiences in hopes that someone can relate to or learn from something that I share on my podcast. So that's what you guys can expect for season 3. But yeah, if you guys have any suggestions for season 3 too, you can always DM or email me. My DMs are always open and I check them every day. Let me see what else is going on. Yeah, over the last 2 months, like I said, not a lot has happened. I just finished up the school year, and like I said, the school year ended on a great note, and I'm super excited to start my sophomore year in the fall. I go back, like, last week of August, and, you know, I'll talk about this later. Some people's first year in college isn't what they hoped it were to be, and some people, you know, might have to transfer schools, or they might drop out of school, and as for me, I am very happy where I'm at. I'll talk about this a little bit later, but I had a very positive freshman year, and overall it was a great year, and I'll talk about that a little bit more later, but I'm very happy where I'm at in my life. And also in regards to freshman year, I definitely want to carry on my experiences from freshman year and my experiences in college and carry that on to season 3. So stay tuned for more college content, because I think there is a market, and I don't want to say market, but there is definitely an audience for that. So stay tuned for that. And then that's kind of what's been going on in terms of like the podcast. Not a whole lot, but season 3 is here. Very excited for what's to come. But in regards to the last 2 months since I've been away from the podcast world, not a lot has happened with me. But I'm so happy to be back in the podcast world and get back to content creating and learning more about podcasting, learning more about the media industry, because that's my major. My major's not podcasting, but my major is digital media, which is a very broad major, and that means I could go in so many different ways, whether that's content creation, film, audio production, editing, literally so many different fields, which is really great. And I learned so much about the digital media industry, like with my podcast, but also in the classes I took this past year. So yeah, that's enough to say about that. But in regard to what's going on this summer, in about a week from recording this episode, I will be leaving to go to Vancouver for an Alaskan cruise, because the cruise leaves from Vancouver. And I'm super excited about that. The cruise is 7 days, and we go to different places around Alaska. I do remember talking about the Alaskan cruise a couple times on my podcast, but I'm excited to be leaving the Midwest, because I haven't been able to travel a whole lot since being, one, in college, and also since being in high school, like within the last 5 years, and with COVID and with work schedules and extracurricular activities and a bunch of moving parts, I haven't been able to travel a whole lot. And this is kind of the biggest trip I've taken within the last 5 years. And now that vaccinations are very much fully in swing and COVID is kind of under control and the state of our world is whatever, I don't even know. I'm not going to go into that, but I was kind of not hesitant, but like, oh, like what if the cruise gets canceled because of COVID, all this stuff. But it's a week away that, like, it's coming, and I'm very excited that I get to go and I get to experience a part of the world that I've never experienced before. I've never really been to the Pacific Northwest. I've been to California a few times, but I've never been in the Western Canada region, and I've obviously never been to Alaska. So, very excited to experience a part of the world that I'm not super familiar with. I have been pretty much many places of the world except for Asia and Australia. I've been all over the U.S. I don't want to say all over the U.S. I haven't been all 50 states, but I've been to Mexico before, and I've been to Toronto, and I've been to Europe a couple times, but I've never been to, like, the Pacific Northwest region, so that'll be really cool to experience. And another thing too, this is something that only Midwest people can understand, especially Illinois residents, but as an Illinois resident, I am used to very flat land, and the place where I go to college is has a very flat landscape, and basically around the Midwest is very flat. And so in my life, I rarely see mountains, extremely rarely. And like, obviously the only times I see mountains and tall elevation type things are when I'm traveling. And the places where I typically go, like Florida, for example, does not have any mountains. So going to Alaska will be interesting because I get to experience a type of landscape that I'm not used to. So that'll be really cool in that sense. And I've also, to my knowledge, I'm 99% sure I've never seen a glacier before. So I'm super excited to see glaciers in the Alaska territory, ocean side territory. I don't really know what the correct terminology is, but you guys know what I mean. Like the Alaskan waters, is that a better term? Seeing glaciers in the Alaskan waters? Yeah, that makes more sense. But yeah, I'm really excited to be able to experience not just like a type of a different part of the world, but get to experience the things within the different type of world that I'm not used to here in the Midwest. So yeah, I get to see elevated things, and I don't get to see elevated things. So I'm weirdly enough looking forward to seeing that, which is kind of weird to think about. But if you live in the Midwest, you could probably relate or know what I'm talking about. So yeah. Let's see, what else was I going to talk about? And kind of going along with, like I said earlier, this is the biggest trip I think I've taken within the last 5 years, and this is also, I have not been west since September 2016 when I went to California, so this is my first time going west in a while, first time traveling in a while, so really excited about this experience. And within the cruise itself, I am a big fan of cruises. I know some people are like, oh my god, cruises, what if it sinks, all this stuff. But cruises are taken all the time, and just because the Titanic happened doesn't always mean the cruise ship you go on is going to sink. A lot of people are like scared to go on cruises, but I love cruises. My family loves cruises. I will be going on a Royal Caribbean cruise, and that's the only cruise line I've ever been on, and that's the one I probably will always go on. I mean, unless if someone is like, hey, let's go on a Disney cruise, you don't have to pay for it, I'll be like, yes, I would love to go on a Disney cruise, let's go. But what I'm saying is I'm a big fan of Royal Caribbean, and I'm excited to go on another Royal Caribbean cruise. I think this will be my 5th Royal Caribbean cruise. And this will be my first cruise in 6 years. So that's kind of exciting. And also, I've been on this ship before. I went to the Baltic on the ship I'm going on back in summer of 2016. So I'm glad that I get to go on a ship that I've been on before, because it kind of adds a familiarity. I don't know if I'm saying that word correctly. Familiarity? You guys know what I mean. To the trip as a whole. But anyways, the trip is a week long, and I'm really excited for it, because, like, if you told me, like, a year ago, like, Isabel, you're going on an Alaskan cruise next summer, I'd be like, you're lying. That's crazy. I'm not going on an Alaskan cruise. What are you talking about? But here I am, going on an Alaskan cruise in, like, 7 days. So, very excited for that, and I pretty much, to my knowledge, and as of right now, this is the biggest trip I'm going on this year, probably, and this summer, too. I'm probably not going to do a whole lot of out-of-the-Midwest traveling in the next year, which is really sad to think about. Hopefully, I can get out of the Midwest, because I like traveling out of the Midwest, and I don't get to do it very often as of recently, so very much looking forward to traveling this summer, because like I said, with COVID and stuff, I haven't been able to travel. No one has, really. So this is kind of like my first big trip, and for my family, like, this is my family's first kind of big trip, as a family, I should say, like, as a whole family, this is kind of like our first family big trip, since before COVID. All right, moving on to my next sort of topic that I wanted to mention. But like in regard to the rest of the summer, I'm pretty much just working. I will be hosting at a restaurant that I've been working at for the last few months, and I'll also be lifeguarding. So I'll be very busy this summer with working and also going to Alaska. So yeah, working is fun, I guess. I mean, I've literally had a job since summer going into my sophomore year of high school, so I'm used to it, and it's something that it's not anything that's new for me. So I'll be doing that, and you might be wondering, Isabel, why don't you have an internship? You're in college. And the reason I don't have an internship is because usually internships are for rising juniors and seniors, college juniors and seniors, and there's not a lot of opportunities for an internship for rising college sophomores, just because we don't have the experience of it yet. Of what internships are looking for. And not so much like internships, but like the employers themselves are looking for more experienced individuals have more work experience or more education experience under their belts as opposed to maybe a rising freshman or a rising college sophomore. So that's the reason why I don't have an internship, but probably next summer will be my first summer with an internship, but we'll see how everything plays out. So all internship opportunities is definitely something to like I'll be working on for second semester of my sophomore year. So stay tuned to hear information and news about that. But yeah, this summer will be spent at home, and I'm looking forward to spending time with my friends and family, and yeah. And then in regard to next school year, I'm taking a variety of classes. I'm doing an editing techniques class, which I think is just a class about how to get better at editing and learning different techniques about editing. And I absolutely love editing videos. Sometimes it can be a tedious process, but I really love doing it. And I like to think I'm good at it. I'll also be doing a class using Adobe Creative Suite, which is going to be kind of refining my skills that I learned freshman year, and it's just a whole class dedicated to that. So really excited for that class, and hopefully I can apply what I learned in both editing techniques and the Adobe class and apply them to content creation and podcasting as a whole. So got that going, and then I'm doing a communications research class, and I don't really know what that class is, but I have to take it for my major. I'm also doing a psychology, like a psychology 1001 class, which is kind of a requirement for my college as a whole, but it's not really applicable to my major. But it'll be cool to see like how the brain works and how you interact with people and all that type of stuff. Let's see. I will also be taking a coming of age on screen type class. I don't know the exact title of it, but I'm looking forward to that class. And it's funny because that class isn't directly applicable to my major. It's more a requirement for the university, but it's funny in the sense that it's applicable to my major, but it just doesn't, like, the credit doesn't go toward my major, if that makes any sense. But I think it's just learning about thing like watching movies about like coming of age on screen movies. I don't really know, but I'm actually really looking forward to that class. And I also don't have class on Thursdays next semester, so I think it's really nice that I have a day dedicated where I could catch up on homework, do laundry. If I have a job on campus next semester, I could always work on Thursdays. So that's what's going on. And then overall, I'm looking forward to hopefully having the same academic success that I had my freshman year and carry that over to my sophomore year. So yeah. And then when planning out this episode, I wasn't sure if I was going to have a freshman year recap, but I just decided that I will do a not super in-depth one and just kind of do a pretty broad freshman year recap. For me, and based on my, again, this is based on my personal experience, but based on my personal experience of high school and my major in college, I can confidently say that my college experience so far has been easier than my high school experience, socially, academically, in all of those aspects, it's been easier. And I think for me, I've adjusted very well to college life. I never had any problems with homesickness, and I never experienced any problems regarding my health or academics or anything along those lines. So I'm very grateful that my freshman year was smooth. And like I said earlier, some people might not have experienced a freshman year, and they might have to transfer schools. And I'm very grateful to be in the position where I don't have to do that, and I'm happy where I am, and I'm happy with the with the people I've met and the experiences I've had. And I think the experiences that have happened to me this year are ones that, one, I'll, and I know this sounds cheesy, but like they're ones I'll never forget. And a lot of things that I did this year, this school year, have been on my bucket list. So I like to think that I achieved so much in, you know, such a short amount of time, 9 months of the academic year. In so many aspects, whether it's academically, socially, my personal life goals too. So I've checked off a lot of boxes this year, and I'm very grateful for that. So yeah. And with that being said, you know, I'm
like I said earlier, I'm hoping sophomore year is just as good to me, and hopefully maybe it'll be even better than sophomore or than freshman year was. So we'll have to see how everything plays out, and as always, I'll keep you guys updated with how sophomore year goes once the school year starts back up. So stay tuned for those episodes, and I'll be sharing as much as I can of like what I go through sophomore year, because what my podcast is based on is my personal experiences, and I like sharing my personal experiences with you guys on my podcast, and I think that it brings a sort of genuinity, I don't know how to pronounce that word, but you guys know what I mean. You guys know what I'm trying to say. Like, I try to be as genuine and as honest and as truthful as possible, because in the media industry, it's hard to find those people. And I try to be as truthful and honest and give my personal experiences full with no gimmicks, no nothing. So that's kind of a little deep part of this episode. But yeah, I'm just very grateful for everything that I've experienced this year. And I like try to be truthful with those experiences and what I do share on my podcast. So yeah, okay, I think that's it for kind of like this episode. Thank you guys so much for coming back for season 3. If you're new here, thank you so much for clicking on my podcast and spending time with me. I really appreciate it. If you haven't checked out seasons 1 and 2, catch up, go check those episodes out. I talk about literally every single topic from personal life experiences. I have guests on my podcast, so many stuff. Go check it out. If you guys have any suggestions of things you want to see on my podcast, definitely email or DM me. You can email me at justisabelthingspodcast@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram at just.isabel.things.podcast. Or if you want to contact me with not only an episode suggestion, but something you want to see in terms of Instagram content, let me know about that as well. But I'm so excited to be back. Thank you guys for coming back. You know, like I said, for season 3, I've been doing this for 2 years now, and I just can't wait to see what's to come. For my podcast, for my content creator path, I guess. And yeah, I think that's it. Thank you all for listening. Have a great week. Check out the rest of my episode. Share the podcast with your family and friends, and I'll see you next week for a new episode. Bye, guys. Thank you so much, and welcome to season 3. I can't wait for the season. Thank you for listening to this episode in season 3. If you like what you heard, leave a review in Apple Podcasts and a rating in Spotify. If you aren't already following me on Instagram, be sure to follow me at just.isabel.things.podcast. And if you have any business or sponsorship inquiries, or you just have a question, please feel free to email me at justisabelthingspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you again for listening, and be sure to check out my other episodes in seasons 1, 2, and